Chris Watkin here with Paul Long, who is a very well-established estate agent and Facebook advertising guru. Paul, talk to me about the importance of Facebook advertising in an estate and netting agency. Talk to me.
So Facebook is something that every agent now needs to be considering doing in their office. In the last few years, it's become such a powerful tool, and I firmly believe any agent that's not doing Facebook advertising now is really going to struggle or miss out. It's a fantastic tool to allow people to get to know, like, and trust you. And there's a lot of agents who are even using it and getting people in their local area to understand their brand, their culture, even before they walk through the door or even before they walk through the office door and speak about selling their house.
Where do most estate agents go wrong with Facebook advertising? Or just Facebook generally?
Yeah, I think a lot of agents perhaps find Facebook advertising very scary and confusing to start with, and probably stay away from actually going into Ads Manager, which is the back part of Facebook where you really should go to start building your campaign. So a lot of agents will perhaps hit the boost button, or they'll look for that organic reach, and organic reach is free reach, you know, when you put,
because let's be frank, the way I've always looked at Facebook is that it's all about chucking content out, and you can either pay for it to be put in front of someone, or organically it can be there without being paid for.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, which is the most important?
Well, I think you do need to do both. You know, Facebook rewards you for seeing organic engagement, so that's people actually liking your post just because it's there and they like the content.
What? So basically, if you're chucking Facebook adverts out, but you're also chucking organic stuff out, if the organic stuff's getting lots of brownie points, engagement and likes, will that help your paid for adverts?
Yeah, so for Facebook, and we won't confuse things here, but Facebook has something called a quality score, quality ranking, which is Facebook marking how good you are with your Facebook page and with your Facebook account. And one of the things it takes into consideration is how people are engaging with your content on your Facebook page. So the free stuff or the general stuff you put on your page, how often you're doing it, but also how people are engaging with it. And then it will decide how far it shifts you out organically, so free, but also when you put money behind it, how far it pushes you there as well.
Do you think every single post should be paid for, or should there be a balance between?
No, I don't think everything has to be paid for, but I think what agents need to do is really consider what are the most important posts or content they're putting on their Facebook page. And if they want everyone to see that, they've got to make sure that they're putting money behind it.
I mean, do you think there's agents out there that just think, right, we don't have to put any content out, we'll just put a Valpal or other automated valuation model, you know, instant valuation, 30 seconds. Are there agents out there that just chuck those out thinking that's going to be the panacea and everything?
Yeah, there's definitely agents who are putting that type of advert out. One thing you've got to bear in mind with Facebook is Facebook's extremely good at predicting consumer buying habits and what we're going to be doing next. So, for example, Facebook's got so much data now that it's predicting what you and I are doing 3 to 6 months before even we know. And therefore, a lot of the time when you're putting adverts out, you're getting in front of people who are 3 to 6 months ahead of actually moving or even thinking about moving. So once someone does that online valuation tool, you're probably going to get that conversation with that person that we're not ready yet.
Okay. Because a lot of agents complain with these instant valuations, it's a waste of time because they're not ready to move.
Yeah. And that's a pure example of the algorithm putting you in front of people who it predicts are going to be moving in the future. It doesn't always get it right, but a lot of the time it will get it right because it's looking at your behaviours on Facebook and off Facebook. So if you go on Rightmove, download the Rightmove app, or you watch a video about selling a house on Facebook, it's going to take note of that and it's going to put them into the right audience on Facebook advertising.
So what would you say to agents who are throwing out these, you know, in Valpal and other similar 30-second instant valuations, and they're getting the leads in, but it's too early, so they think they're a waste of time? What do they need to do to
Yeah, so they need to nurture those leads. They need to do it in various ways. Facebook's one of the ways, so you can nurture them by retargeting them. And if anyone wants to know what retargeting means, this means where we can show adverts back in front of them.
That's a bit like when you go to Argos and then the Argos adverts follow you around. This is a bit the same.
Exactly the same. You know, if you go on Amazon, for example, or eBay, you know, you come off and you start being followed around. You think, why is that happening? That's just retargeting. But with the retargeting that I normally recommend, it's taking people through from the awareness stage to the know, like and trust stage, so that over time you position yourself as the property expert.
So where do agents normally go wrong in that know, like and trust phase then?
Well, a lot of them don't do it. So they do the Vail Power or the Pro Vail or whatever online tool advert, and then they'll stop. And they don't understand why that person doesn't want to put their property on the market there and then and use them. So they need to take them through that know, like and trust stage. They need to retarget, put adverts back in front of those people over a period.
And what sort of adverts are they? Like, come and use us, we're brilliant. Come and use us, we're brilliant.
No,
look at us, look at us.
No, definitely not. It needs to be content that really positions themselves as the local expert, the person that they will need to go to or want to go to when they're ready.
So what sort of content does that look like?
So,
I mean, what content do you use, and what? And I know there's a few agents that use your services for this.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the marketing side of.
Yeah, so it needs to be a mixture of content, because I think one of the things a lot of agents do wrong is they will talk about the property market all the time, and sometimes that's not the right way to go. It's about mixing it up with social proof, so that's going along the lines of success stories, people they've helped, how they help vendors and landlords in particular situations. It's about showing that they've got interest in the local community, so that you know the vendor or landlord's confident that this person's got an interest in the local community.
So it's stuff like Luke Sinclair's doing by interviewing local people. So he's so definitely talking about the local property market.
Yeah.
Definitely talking about social proof, which is stories of people that you've helped.
Yeah.
Definitely being involved in the local community, interviewing people. What else?
You can put your property listings on to show that you know you are successful, and this is how we present our properties. Reviews is another really important one. You know,
that comes back to social proof, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, if you can get clients to speak about your business and give reviews, that's so powerful as well.
And is this all in the written word, audio, or video?
I think going forward, you know, Facebook's predicting, you know, in the next couple of years, 90% of all content on Facebook's going to be video. So I think this is the time for agents to really get used to it and to try and go down that route. But you can use written, you know, we can take people from Facebook to blog off-site, but Facebook does prefer people staying in Facebook.
Well, it's interesting. I know, as you know, I'm a content writer. I help you out with stuff, is that I actually recommend people that they actually post the whole article in Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And I know that means that you're not getting so many numbers coming to your blog, but at least you're not giving them an excuse to leave Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook doesn't like that, does it?
It doesn't. And I think this is why eventually it wants everything to be video on Facebook, because it knows that people stay on the platform a lot longer. You know, Facebook wants to really beat YouTube at its own game at the end of the day, and that's going to be by keeping people on the platform longer with video.
Do you, when it comes to video, I know we're going to go into a lot more detail, do you physically upload the video to Facebook or do you do a YouTube link?
So definitely not a YouTube link. You know, they're sort of sworn enemies with each other. So uploading the video into Facebook, and that's going to help you in a number of ways. First of all, Facebook's going to push it further for you because it knows people won't be leaving the platform to go to its biggest competition. But also you get that ability to look at the data, see how many people are watching what amount, so what percentages. And also you can retarget people by the percentage that they watch.
And then again, we're going to talk about this in greater detail in another video. Does it have to be different for estate agency versus lettings? Because obviously you're talking about home sellers versus landlords.
I think with, you know, one thing I say to a lot of agents is when they say, well, what sort of content should we use? We're running out of ideas. I often say, think about the questions that people ask you on a daily basis, you know, the common questions. And this is both landlords and vendors. You know, there's always questions when you go to evaluation being fired at you, or when a buy-to-let investor walks through your door. Those sort of questions are gold. And you can write a list every day of what questions are being asked. And that content will work for both and work very well for landlords.
So just to confirm, the best way forward for Facebook advertising with a state netting agency is some form of lead capture, be it instant valuation or something like that, which captures them, puts them into a funnel, and then over a period of 3, 6, 9, 12 months, give them great content, which is talking about the property market, social proof, stuff that you might have sold, being part of the community, reviews, and basically lead them on a journey from learning them to basically learn to love and trust you. Know, like, and trust.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of agents go so wrong. And when you think about it, it's just a funnel. You're at the top of the funnel. You're getting in front of people for the first time using a lead generator.
You can't expect them to be at the top, from the top to the bottom in seconds.
You can't,
it's
get
impatient,
married on,
isn't it?
You can't get married on the first day.
No, you can't.
So it's, and in our industry, out of all the industries, I think it's so important that you do take them through that journey of know, like, and trust, because they don't know who you are, and they need to see you as the answer to their problem.